愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天下午跟大家来查考以西结书中的偶像。
This afternoon, we'd like to study the topic, the idols in the book of Ezekiel.
在以西结书从头一直到尾，一直有一个主题贯穿。
There is a theme that runs throughout the entire book of Ezekiel.
就是神的荣光或者神的荣耀。
Which is the glory or glory light of God.
好，我们现在看以西结书的第一章。
Let's turn to Ezekiel chapter 1.
以西结书的第一章。
Ezekiel 1.
26节
Verse 26.
好，第一章二十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 26. And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it.
这个地方讲，在他们的头上，穹苍上有宝座的形象。
Here states that they are above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne.
这个他们是多数，他们是什么？
This them is a plural. When what does it refer to?
就是从第四节一直到二十五节。
Beginning from verse 4 to verse 25.
他看见异象，有四活物，也有四轮。
There was a vision of the four creatures and the four wheels.
那如果我们后面再对照一下哈，这个他们就是指着基路伯还有天使。
And if we've referenced the latter chapters, that they refer to the angels.
天使是服事的灵。
The angels are the serving spirits.
但是在天使的上面有宝座的形象。
And above the angels were the likeness of a throne.
然后接下去他就在描写神的形象。
It goes on to describe the appearance of God.
如果我们读二十七节
，verse 27,
好像光耀的晶晶。
Also, so as if the color of amber, the appearance of fire all around within it.
然后火的形状。
The appearance of fire.
二十八节
，verse 28.
红的形状。
The appearance of a rainbow.
那这就是神荣耀的形象。
So these are all the likeness of God's glory.
其实圣经里面讲神住在众人所不能靠近的光里面。
The Bible tells us that God lives in the unapproachable light.
所以神的荣耀是不是我们完全能了解的？
Therefore, the glory of God is not something that we can entirely comprehend.
那这是一个意象，用我们地上的经验来描写这位神的荣耀。
This vision and its description is merely based on a human understanding of what God's glory is like.
那神的荣耀是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
Because God's glory is something that's way beyond our human comprehension and imagination.
也就是超过我们的经验。
Which is beyond the human experience.
那看到这个神的荣耀
，When we witness the glory of God，
如果我们看二十八节他说：“我一看见就俯伏在地。
”Verse 28 says that upon the appearance of this, he fell on his face。
那为什么看到神荣耀的形象会俯伏在地
？Why does a person fall prostrate on the ground when he sees God's appearance？
神太荣耀。
Because God is so glorious.
神太伟大。
He's so awesome.
所以比起神的荣耀，人什么都没有。
Compared to God's glory, we are nothing.
比起神的伟大，人不如只是一个微尘。
Compared to God's almightiness, we are mere dust.
所以他一看见就俯伏在地。
Therefore, when he witnesses, he fell on his face.
那同样在以赛亚书里面。
And the same thing is recorded in the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书里面，如果我们看第六章
，Isaiah chapter 6.
第六章神拣选以赛亚之前，也是显异象给他看。
Before God's calling of Isaiah, God also appeared to him.
所以第一节
，In verse 1.
乌西王死那一年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
In the year of King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up.
那这个宝座有多高
？How high is this throne?
圣经说神住在最高之处。
The Bible describes that God lives in the lofty heights.
再上去没有了。
Where there's nothing beyond.
他谦卑观看地上的人。
And he humbly looked upon the earthlings.
那接下去他看到当时撒拉佛在侍奉。
And he saw the seraphim serving.
在第三节。
Verse 3.
荣光充满全地。
And the whole earth is full of his glory.
然后他一呼喊，震动，殿充满着荣光。
And as soon as he cried out, the entire temple was filled with God's glory.
那到第五节这个以赛亚就说，祸哉，我灭亡了。
Verse 5 says, Woe is me, for I'm undone.
我是嘴唇不洁，又住在嘴唇不洁的民中。
Because I'm a man of unclean lips and dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
所以当一个人对神的认识非常清楚的时候，他会觉得自己很卑微。
When a person truly recognizes who he is, then he will become very humble.
真的是我们不配来服侍这个神。
And feel that we are unworthy to serve this mighty God.
当一个人看到神的荣耀的时候，
when a person witnesses the mighty glory of God,
忽然间我们发现我们是非常的不洁净。
We will suddenly realize how filthy we are.
真的是神要除掉我们的罪，我们才能够站在他面前来侍奉他。
And only if God takes away our filthiness will we be deserving to serve before him.
所以不论以赛亚或者是以西结，
So regardless of Isaiah or Ezekiel,
他们都看到神的荣光，神的荣耀。
They both witnessed the mighty glory of God's glory.
然后神的呼召才来到。
And followed by God's calling.
所以我们常常在想为什么要服侍？
We often wonder why we need to serve God.
服侍的报赏是什么？
What is the reward of serving God?
所以有时候我们在听人讲你去做圣工牺牲很大。
Sometimes people will praise us, saying, "You have sacrificed so much serving God."
如果服侍神是社会上工作的一种
，If we consider serving God as a form of charity work in the society,
对有一些人真的是牺牲了。
For some people, it is a big sacrifice.
但是如果我们认识这个神是坐在高高宝座的神
，But if we recognize that this God we worship is one who sits on the throne high above,
充满着荣光
，He is filled with glorious light.
那服侍是一种恩典。
Then our servitude becomes a grace.
所以以西结看到这个异象
，When Ezekiel saw this vision,
然后神就给他一个使命，要叫他去做。
God entrusted him with a mission to carry out.
这个使命就是要去改变以色列人的心。
This mission was to turn around the heart of the Israelites.
如果我们回到第二章，以西结书的第二章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel chapter 2.
第四节。
Verse 4. For they are impudent and stubborn children. I am sending you to them, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God.
这个讲他们面无羞耻，心里刚硬。
They're impudent and stubborn.
然后第六节。
Verse 6.
有荆棘跟蒺藜在你那里，你又住在蝎子中间。
Through briars and thorns are with you, and you dwell among scorpions.
这些荆棘跟蒺藜、蝎子，就是指着这些违抗神的百姓。
These briars and thorns reference God's people.
那要改变他们不是这么简单的。
It is no easy task to change their heart.
会受到一些苦难。
And he will suffer for doing so.
但是如果一个人认识神的荣耀，
But if a person recognizes God's glory,
那我们将来要到天国来承受这个荣耀。
Then one day we are going to receive this heavenly glory.
那我们就会跟保罗有相同的感觉。
Then we will have the same thoughts as Paul.
这自战自兴的苦楚要成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
That this temporary hardship will fulfill the eternal glory in heaven.
因此保罗说，我能够比别人多受苦楚。这是神给我的恩典。
Therefore, Paul said that it is more blessed for me because I'm have a greater share to suffer for God.
受苦是恩典，这是极大不同的价值观。
This value is vastly different from ours, being able counted worthy to suffer for Christ.
那这个价值观是建筑在神的荣耀、神的荣光上面。
Such type of value system is based on recognizing God's glory and His mightiness.
所以在第二章第一章我们看到神的荣耀。
In chapter one, we witness God's glory.
那这个神的荣耀在新约时代是什么
？What is this God's glory in the New Testament?
如果我们看马太福音
，Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的17章
，Matthew 17。
马太福音十七章
，Matthew 17，
第二节
，Verse 2， And he was transfigured before them; his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light.
遍貌山下的耶稣 跟遍茂山上的主耶稣是同一个人。
It was Lord Jesus was the same person, whether at the foot of the mountain or on top of the Mount of Transfiguration.
在遍茂山下的耶稣没有外貌。
But on the foothill, Lord Jesus did not have any attractive appearance.
是匠人所丢弃的一块石头。
He was a stone thrown away by the stonecutters.
人凭着外貌来认他，认错了他。
The people misjudged him based on his appearance.
他没有家乡美容。
For he had nothing attractive about him.
他没有家世背景。
He had no family background or social status.
他没有放枕头的地方。
He had no place to lay his pillow.
他没有正规的教育。
He did not have formal education.
这样的人算什么？
So this person was considered nothing in the society.
他被遗弃了。
Therefore, he was discarded.
但是等他到遍茂山上。
But when he ascended to the Mount of Transfiguration.
这里讲脸面如日头，衣上洁白如光。
He was transfigured before them and face shone like the sunlight.
这个就是启示录里面那个人子的形象。
And this was the same exact description in the book of Revelation when the Son of Man appeared.
这个就是神的荣耀，神的荣光。
This is the very likeness and glory of God.
那当这个三个门徒看到遍茂山上的主，他有什么感觉？
When these three disciples witnessed the glorious Lord Jesus Christ standing before them, what was going through their minds?
他有两个感觉。
They had two thoughts.
第一个就是第四节。
First is recorded in verse 4.
我们在这里真好。
It is so good for us to be here.
我们今天在教会真好。
It is good for us to be in church today.
不是说我来教会里面不必煮饭，别人煮给我吃。
Not because we come here, we don't have to cook. Other people cook for us.
有时候教会吃的比家里吃的更好。
Sometimes we have better meals at church than at home.
安息日真的安息，我们在这里真好。
So come to the Sabbath, we enjoy the Sabbath rest. It's so nice to be here.
不是这样。
That's not the case.
我们来到教会会觉得我们在这里真好。
We come to church and we feel it's so wonderful to be here.
是有感觉到主耶稣与我们同在。
It's because we feel the abidance of Jesus Christ with us.
教会会吸引人，不是人。
The church will attract people, not because of the people.
教会会吸引人，是神的同在。
Rather, people were attracted to the church because of God's abidance.
这是我们要努力的目标。
This is the goal that we have to strive after.
怎么让神与我们教会同在？
How can we allow God to abide with our church?
那我们每一个人来到教会会感觉到在主里面那一种平安跟喜乐。
And that each one of us, as we come before the presence of the Lord, we feel the peace and grace of God.
那一种满足。
And that kind of delight and satisfaction.
那第二个感觉。
The second feeling.
第六节
In verse 6,
这里讲马太十七章第六节
Matthew 17 verse 6,
门徒听见就俯伏在地极其害怕
When the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid.
为什么
Why?
因为这是神荣耀的形象的表现
Because it was the demonstration of God's glorious form.
所以神的存在是非常的威严
So the appearance of God is truly awesome.
所以诗篇里面在说，在恐惧战境中喜乐。
In the book of Psalms, it describes that we have amidst fear and trembling, we have delight and joy.
对神充满着尊敬，但是又很满足神的同在。
We are filled with reverent awe for God, and yet we are filled with also joyfulness.
所以这个神的荣耀后来就进到以西结书的后面。
And this glorious form of God enter into the latter chapters of the book of Ezekiel.
如果我们看以西结书的四十章
Turn to Ezekiel chapter 40.
以西结书四十章
Ezekiel 40.
第二节
Verse 2. In the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it toward the south was something like the structure of a city.
然后第三节
3. He took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze. He had a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway.
在四十章里面就记载有一个圣城建在高山上。
Ezekiel chapter 40 records a city built on high.
那到四十章这个圣城就是属灵的，就是真教会。
By chapter 40, this city is a spiritual city representing church today.
那个高山是特别是高，用高来形容这座山。
This mountain is described as a high mountain.
那这个圣殿盖在这里充满着荣光。
And the temple was built on the mountaintop to and filled with glorious light.
我们看43章。
Let's turn to chapter 43,
第一节
verse 1.
请。
Afterward, he brought me to the gate that faces toward the east.
好，第二节。
Two, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
啊，第三节。
Three, it was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when I came to destroy the city. The visions were like the visions which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face.
好，第四节。
Four, and the glory of the Lord came into the temple by the way of the gate which faces toward the east.
啊，第五节。
Five, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
这里讲灵把我进带到内院，不料他没有想到啊，神的荣光充满着殿。
The Spirit filled me and brought me into the court, and unexpectedly, the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
啊，神的意念超过人的意念。
God's will is far above human will.
人的意念是属地的。
Human wills are earthly.
神的意念是属天的。
And God's will belongs to the heaven.
啊，如果我们用属地的观念原则来建设教会。
If we use earthly-minded thoughts to build the church,
这个教会可能世界的一个慈善机构。
Then the church will merely become a charity organization.
啊，如果我们用属天的原则来建立教会。
But if we build our church using heavenly principles,
这个教会就充满着神的荣光。
Then this church will be filled with God's glory.
哦，所以这是我们努力的目标。
So this is the aim that we have to strive after.
所以教会不能够跟社会的主流认同。
The church cannot be assimilated by the culture or society.
教会是属天的。
Because the church is of heaven.
是神的荣耀充满的。
It is a place where God's glory resides.
因此以西结书从第一章一直到最后，神的荣光充满，这个一直延续到最后。
The entire book of Ezekiel, beginning from the very chapter until the very last chapter, is filled with the glory of God.
但是我们在里面又看到一个阻碍神的荣耀、神的荣光一个非常重要的因素。
But we also notice that there is a major factor in obstructing the God's glory.
那个就是偶像。
It is the idols.
啊，那我们就来看以西结书里面的偶像是什么。
So let's study what are the idols in the book of Ezekiel.
好，我们先来看以西结书的十三章。
Ezekiel 13.
啊，以西结书的十三章。
Ezekiel 13.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
啊，以西结书的十四章。
Ezekiel 14.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3. Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts and put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them?
啊，这个地方讲啊，这第二节，神的话临到以西结。
Verse 2, and the word of the Lord came to me,
说这些人已经将他们的假神接到心里。
Saying these men have set up the idols in their hearts.
英文叫 idol 就直接翻了，就是把偶像接到心里。
And they welcome idol into their hearts.
那这个偶像就把陷于罪的绊脚石放在面前。
And these idols present the stumbling blocks causing them to sin.
这个什么意思？
What does it mean?
有时候我们走路去踢到一个东西就跌倒了，结果跌倒到一堆水里面。
Let's say if you're walking and we stumble, get tripped over by a stone and then fall into a pool of water.
那现在偶像就是绊脚石，你踢到这个偶像就跌到罪里面去了。
And the idols are the stumbling stones which cause us to fall into iniquity with sins.
所以这个偶像对人的信仰破坏力非常大。
Therefore, idol has a very destructive power to our faith.
但是这个偶像有时候是文化的一部分。
But idols can be part of the culture.
所以有时候信神不简单，但是还简单一点。但是要把几十年来这个文化里面以偶像分量很重，把它拿掉，真的是不简单。
The most difficult part in coming to the faith is removing the years of cultural upbringing, which is equal to idols in our heart.
好，我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.Verse 5, that I may seize the house of Israel by their heart, because they are all estranged from me by their idols.
这里讲他们借着假神与我生疏，跟神的关系好像夫妻一样疏远了。为什么？有一个第三者，那第三者就是偶像。
These people are separated, were estranged from God because of idols, just like a third person coming into a marriage relationship.
那问题是 这个到底是什么？偶像，偶像到底是什么？我家也没有偶像啊。
So what exactly are the idols of our life? We don't exactly have statues in our home.
我如果我们查一查哈，以西结先知的世代离开当时的以利亚世代大概300年。
The time of Elijah was about 300 years apart from Elijah.
很显然以利亚世代那个文化一直延续下去。
So it's very easy to speculate that the culture from Elijah continued to the time of Ezekiel.
好，那我们现在看以赛亚书的18章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 18.
以赛亚书不，列王记上18章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 18.
列王记上18章。
1 Kings 18.
21节。
Verse 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, How long will you falter between the two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people will answer him not a word.
当时的世代人拜巴利。
The people at the time worship Baal.
所以三年半没有下雨。
Therefore, 3.5 years there was no rain.
因此神要借着饥荒要把他们带回来。
God wanted to use famine in order to bring their hearts back.
那要带回来之前呢，先用理论上来说明。
Before returning their hearts to God, first he used arguments.
如果天上的神是真神啊
，If the Lord in heaven is God,
那你就要顺从他。
Then follow him.
如果巴利是神
，If Baal is God,
那你就要顺从巴利啊。
Then follow Baal.
但是众人一言不答。
But the people remain silent.
为什么
？Why?
因为人不愿意做选择。
Because people do not want to make hard choices.
大家都希望脚踏两只船。
And people would prefer to have all options open to them.
因为你如果选择真神
，Because if you were to choose the genuine God,
你会被外邦人孤立。
Then you'll be isolated by the rest of the people.
如果你选择外邦的神
，But if you choose foreign God,
我们在神面前呢良心不安。
Then we will have a guilty conscience before God.
生命记说会受咒诅。
And the book of Proverbs tells us that we will be cursed.
所以最好就是脚踏两只船。
So the best thing is to keep all options open.
妥协。
To compromise.
但是这个是行不通的。
But this is not workable.
那最后他们怎么会回头
？So finally, how did they return their heart?
来试试看哪一个神是真的。
Because you try it out and to see which God is genuine.
那个拜假神的就开始一直跳舞，甚至连刀砍自己到太阳下山，什么也没有发生。
So the idol worshippers started dancing around, even taking sword to hack their back, but nothing happened even at sunset.
那现在换以利亚的献祭。
So it was time for Elijah to offer sacrifice.
先把祭物用水全部都浇湿。
He first doused the entire offering with water.
这个是不可能会着火的。
So there's no possibility for it to be burned.
但是火从天上下来。
But the fire descended from heaven.
证明这是真神。
And burned up everything to prove that God is the true God.
他们就回头了。
And therefore they returned.
但是这个还没有解决。
But、
那到底这个偶像巴利今天对我来讲是什么
？So in today's terms, what do Baal represent to us?
我们来看。耶利米书。
Let's turn to Jeremiah.
耶利米书的第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah 9.
23节。
Verse 23. Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.
24节。
24. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord.
这里中文跟英文翻译有一点不一样。
There's a slight interpretation difference.
中文翻作夸口，英文翻作荣耀。
This word glories could also be boasting.
其实这两个同一个意思。
But actually, they refer to the same meaning.
人会夸口是因为他觉得荣耀。
People who boast because they feel glory in certain things.
或者说人觉得荣耀，所以他会夸口，这是同一件事情。
Or when someone feels that he's so glorious that he will boast, so it's one of the same.
那二十三节讲三件事情。
Verse 23 mentions three items.
智慧。
Wisdom,
勇力
mightiness,
财物
and richness,
其实都是神的恩典。
All of these are actually God's blessings.
没有神给恩典，你还有智慧吗
？If God did not bless us, would we have wisdom?
没有神给我们还有能力吗
？Without God's blessing, do we have a mighty power?
财物也是神给的。
And richness also comes from God's blessing.
但是对一个不认识神的人来讲
，But for a person who does not recognize God,
他以为这是我自己的。我自己拥有的。
They presume they are the owner of these things.
所以当一个人有这三件东西，
So when a person possesses these three factors,
他就觉得高人一等。
They feel that they're the superior.
这就是他的荣耀。
And this is their his glory.
这就是他的夸口。
This defines where he boasts.
那对一个没有人来讲，
For a person who lack all three,
他一生追求就是这三个。
These are the three things he pursues all life long.
智慧可以讲更好的教育。
Wisdom could refer to higher education.
勇力可以讲在公司爬得更高的职位。
Might could refer to climbing the corporate ladder to higher echelon.
财务可以讲生活水准。
Richness could refer to higher living standard.
这个就是现在人头脑里面的价值观。
So these represent all the value system in today's society.
那这个就是假神啊。
These are the idols.
你想想看，真的遇到困难的时候，
Imagine if you were to run across hardship.
你的教育可以解决吗？
Can your education help you?
我们在公司的能力可以解决我们的困难吗？
Can your talents in your company help you overcome your problems?
我们的财务可以解决我们的困难吗？
Can our wealth help us resolve our problems?
我们就在想我们自己的家庭生活。
If we reflect upon our family life,
这三件事情到底能够帮助我们什么？
How much can these three factors help us overcome?
不错，这是恩典。
It is true, these are God's blessings.
但是如果这个已经取代了神，
But if we allow these things to replace God,
那就是假神。
Then they become idols.
那个就是偶像。
That's idols.
那就是我们跟神疏远。
And it will be the factor that separates us from God.
所以当一个人有一个彻底的觉悟，
Once a person has this kind of recognition,
这是神的恩典，这个不是神啊。
That these are merely the blessings of God. They do not represent God.
人才会真的来追求真的值得我们夸口或者荣耀，就是天上的神。
Then only then will we truly pursue after who is the true God.
好，我们现在回来看以西结书十四章。
Let's turn back to Ezekiel 14.
那第一个偶像带给他们什么？
What did the first idol bring to them?
二十一节。
Verse 21. For thus says the Lord God, how much more it shall be when I send my four severe judgments on Jerusalem, the sword, famine, wild beast, and pestilence, to cut off man and beast from it.
在十四节虽然有挪亚、但以理、约伯，也不能救他们。
Verse 14, even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves and cannot save you.
所以拜偶像的罪也是非常重的。
So the sin of worshipping idol is very severe.
因此第六节。
Verse 6.
回头吧。
Return.
离开偶像。
Depart from the idols.
转眼离开一切可憎的事。
And turn away your face from all your abominations.
那既然不愿意，二十一节就讲四大灾殃。
And if you're unwilling, in verse 21, you will face this kind of judgments.
刀剑
，sword，
饥荒
，famine，
恶兽
，wild beasts，
瘟疫
，pestilence，
降在中间。
And they will come upon you.
所以拜偶像，不愿意回头，到最后的结果就是神的灾殃临到。
The consequence of worshipping idols and refusing to return to God will finally suffer these things.
那我们现在回来看在以赛以西结书的另外一个偶像。
Now let's refer to another idol in the book of Ezekiel.
我们看以西结书的第八章。
Ezekiel chapter 8.
以西结书第八章。
Ezekiel 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, on the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house with the elders of Judah sitting before me, that the hand of the Lord God fell upon me there.
第二节。
2. Then I looked, and there was a likeness, like the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his waist and downward fire, and from his waist and upward, like the appearance of brightness, like the color of amber.
这个第一节讲神的灵或者神的手降在我身上，那第二节我就看见。
And verse 1 says, when God's hand or spirit came upon me, then I saw in verse 2.
所以这个看见是一种属灵的看见，不是肉眼的看见。
So this vision in verse 2 is in the spiritual eye rather than physical eye.
那他看见什么？
What exactly do you see?
如果我们看第二节
，verse two，
他看见就是第一章所讲那个神荣耀的形象。
He saw the same description of God in described in chapter one, the glorious form of God.
然后如果我们到第三节
，and let's read verse three.
请读。
He stretched out the form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair, and the Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven and brought me in visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the north gate of the inner court, where the seat of the image of jealousy was, which provokes to jealousy.
结果这个异象就带他到耶路撒冷。
And this vision brought him into Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是圣城。
Jerusalem is a holy city.
里面有圣殿。
Where there is a holy temple.
神住在至高之处，神也住在圣殿里面。
God lives in a lofty height, but he also lives in the holy temple.
这个对以色列百姓是一个极大的恩典，一个这么荣耀的神哦，竟然借着圣殿与他们同在。
This is a mighty blessing and grace of God for such an awesome God to dwell inside the temple.
但是当以西结被灵里带到耶路撒冷，除了看到神的荣耀之外，他看到什么？
So when in the spirit, when Ezekiel was revealed the glorious form of God, what else did he see?
如果我们看第三节，
If we read verse 3,
这里讲朝北的门口那里有触动主怒偶像的座位。
Now, toward the north gate, there was the seat of the image of jealousy.Which provokes to jealousy.
就有一个座位，座位就是要有人坐在上面嘛。
So this throne is a seat where someone is going to sit on.
然后第四节。
And verse 4.
谁知在那里有神荣耀的形象。
And behold, the glory of God was there.
所以在圣殿里面，他看到神的荣耀，但是他也看到一个座位，那个座位上面坐的是惹起愤怒神愤怒的那个就是偶像。
So Ezekiel saw.Within the same holy temple, both the glory of God as well as this image of jealousy, this throne for the jealousy.
你如果走到耶路撒冷去看，没有啊，那有什么是没有偶像，看不到。
If you were to go visit the city of Jerusalem, you would not see idols there.
但是神的手一进来啊，神的灵一进去，他就看到，里面有一个偶像的座位。
But when the hand and spirit of God reaches into him, he could immediately see in the holy temple there was a throne set apart for something else.
所以肉眼在看事情跟用属灵的智慧在看事情是不一样的。
So it's very, very different when you see this very same matter from a spiritual versus a material perspective.
因此当时的先知就说平安的平安没事情。
And the prophets of the time said, peace, peace, everything is well.
但神说没有平安啊。
But God says, you have no peace.
为什么没有平安？
Why is that?
你如果在灵里面来看，里面有一些问题啊。
Because if you were to see this from a spiritual perspective, there is a major problem within.
我们看第八章第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 7. 请读。So he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall.
然后第八节。
8. Then he said to me, Son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door.
这里讲你要挖，他就挖一个挖了一个门然后第九节你要进去。
God told him to dig, and there was a door, and God says, dig further.
进去他就看到不得了，里面人在拜偶像。
And as he dig deeper, he saw something that was really disturbing, that people were worshipping idols.
所以有时候我们在想哦，我们的侍奉，我们自己的侍奉。
So look back upon our own service to God.
有时候我们讲没事情啊，我在教会里面就天天排我就做什么。
There is nothing wrong with me because whenever I'm assigned certain task, I just do it.
选我，神验中我，我就做。
If I'm chosen as a council member, I will just serve.
但是有时候我们真的要冷静下来，挖一下，把它挖到深一点的下面。
But we should really reflect upon ourselves and dig in into our heart.
看里面有没有惹起神愤怒的偶像在里面。
To look within and to discover whether or not there is abomination, idols of abomination, hidden within our heart.
那到底那个是什么？
What exactly are those?
那如果我们再回来看撒母耳记上
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上
1 Samuel.
十五章
Chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章
1 Samuel 15.
22节跟23节
Verse 22 and 23. So Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice and to heed than the fat of rams. 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king.
22节是讲神喜欢什么?
22 describes what God delights in.
神喜欢人听命。
God delights in us obeying him.
神喜欢人顺从。
God delights in us yielding to him.
这个听命跟顺从就是表示有一个更高的一位。
To obey and submit means that we submit to a higher authority.
那一个更高的一位是眼睛看不到的。
The higher authority is something that we cannot witness with our eyes.
所以我们在教会里面在侍奉神，是不是我们心里面真的有一位更高的一位，我在听他的命令，我在顺从他。
As we serve within the church, do we truly have this fear of one who we cannot visualize,
that
we are truly submitting to him?
这个非常重要。
It is very vital that we have this mindset.
这个每一个人要进到神面前，挖进去去审查自己。
Every one who worships God must go into himself and dig down.
好，那如果没有这样做，要怎么办？
And we fail to do this, what happens?
如果我们看二十三节
，Let's read verse 23.
悖逆的罪跟行邪术相等。
Rebellion is equal to the sin of witchcraft.
行邪术罪很重啊。
Practicing witchcraft is very severe sin.
我没有行邪术。
I haven't done that.
但是悖逆，神叫你怎么做，我就是不做。
But God says rebellion when we are told to do something and we refuse to do it.
亚玛利王要把他杀掉，我就看他很好，我就把他留下来。
God tells us to kill the king Amalekites. I see, oh, so good. I'm just going to keep him.
动物也很好，又壮又肥。
Oh, the flocks are so big and so fertile. I would like to keep them.
我就是用我的喜好来取代神。
So I will use my personal preference to override God's preference.
这个跟被行邪术的罪相等。
If we think this way, then we are no different from practicing witchcraft.
好，接下去，顽梗的罪跟拜虚假的神的罪相等。
Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry.
Stubborn, 顽梗，我就是知道，我就是不做。
Stubbornness means we know something, but we refuse to do it.
我要这样做，就是要这样做。
I can do whatever my heart dictates.
这个就是拜偶像。
This is equal to idolatry.
所以我们在侍奉神呢。
As we say that we worship God.
我们常常在讲哦，民主民主，教会不民主。
We often say that a democracy, we live in democracy, but there is no democracy in church.
圣经没有民主这一个字啊。
Because in the Bible, you cannot find the word democracy.
你看使徒教会怎么经营。
Let's look at how the apostolic church operated.
他们要找一个人来取代当时的犹大。
They were going to find a replacement for Judah.
结果找到两个人，条件外在条件都一样，他都是跟从主耶稣的。
They found two people who, on the surface, appear to be the same qualification. They all follow Jesus Christ.
那最后就是祷告啊。
So they prayed.
你知道万人的心。
And that Lord, you know everyone's heart.
因为那个时候没有圣灵啊，所以就用抽签的。
In those days, there was no Holy Spirit, so they used a lot system.
但是最后的关键是心啊， But 你知道。
The final analysis is the matter of heart, because God knows our heart.
所以你要用谁是你啊。
God knows our heart. He will use whoever he delights in.
神在使徒教会是坐在宝座上的。
In the apostolic church, God sits on the throne high above.
到使徒行传第六章。
By book of Acts chapter 6.
工作多，工人少。
There are a lot of work, but few workers.
那现在选七个人来承担责任。
So they selected seven people to help work out.
那也是他们选啊。
So they chose the seven people.
这个不是民主吗？
Isn't this democracy?
但是三个条件。
But there were three qualifications.
好名声。
Good reputation.
圣灵充满。
Filled with Holy Spirit.
智慧充足。
And filled with wisdom.
这个条件定下来，大家去祷告。
Once they set these qualifications, then they went to pray.
谁适合这三个条件？
Who meet these three qualifications?
所以这个也是神在做主啊。
This is also showing yielding to the authority to God.
所以教会的民主是一群灵性很高，不断体验神的旨意，这样来决定教会的事情。
The democracy practiced in the church is a group of spiritually filled people submitting to the will of God and conducting themselves in this way.
那到了使徒行传十五章。
By Book of Acts 15.
到底外邦人信耶稣要不要受割礼？
They come to the issue whether Gentile need to be circumcised when they believe in Christ.
有人说这跟得救有关。
Some people claim that it's related to salvation.
他一定会坚持到底。
And they persist to the end.
有的人说这是重担。
Other people consider it to be a burden.
那后来雅各就起来讲一段话。
So finally, James came up and stood up and said.
问题就解决了。
And finally resolve the issue.
那雅各是不是坐在神的座位？也没有表决啊。
So was James sitting in the throne of God because there was no voting or resolution?
但是圣经里面说，圣灵跟这些使徒做决定。
But the Bible described the Holy Spirit abided with the apostles and made this decision.
因为他对圣经了解很深。
Because he has a very deep understanding of the scripture.
他又被圣灵充满。
He was filled by the Holy Spirit also.
所以他明白神在这一件事情的旨意。
Therefore, he fully understood what God's will was on this matter.
让大家也被圣灵感动。
Everyone was also filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以做了这个决定。
So they come to this resolution.
因此本来教会会发生问题的，后来这个决定以后，教会就开始发展。
So what was originally a big issue for the church, finally was resolved and become impetus to grow the church.
所以我们在教会里面侍奉神，最重要是我把神摆在哪里。
The very important thing as we serve in God is where exactly do I put God as I serve Him?
要把神的地位往上提升。
We need to elevate God's status within our heart.
要把自己往下降。
We need to lower ourselves.
这样神的荣光才会重新回到教会。
Only then will the glory of God return to church.
好，我们再回来看。
Let's turn back.
以西结书。
Ezekiel.
因为当时的圣殿有偶像。
Because the temple had idols.
所以我们就可以看到神的荣光就一件件的离开耶路撒冷。
We see how the glory of God slowly faded from Jerusalem.
我们现在从第九章第三节。
Ezekiel chapter 9 verse 3.
请读。
Now the glory of God of Israel had gone up from the cherub where it had been to the threshold of the temple, and he called to the man clothed with linen who had the writer's inkhorn at his side.
这里讲神的荣耀本来在基路伯上，现在就升到殿的门间那里。
Glory of God was originally on the cherub, now it's ascending above away from the threshold temple.
第十章第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.Then the glory of the Lord went up from the cherub and passed over the threshold of the temple, and the house was filled with a cloud, and the court was full of the brightness of the Lord's glory.
这里讲神的荣耀还是充满着殿，但是他已经从基路伯上升。
Here it describes even though the court, the temple court is filled with God's glory, but it was ascending and away from it.
然后到了第十章。
Go on to chapter 10.
的第十九节。
Verse 19. And cherubim filled their wings and mounted up from the earth in my sight. When they went out, the wheels were beside them, and they stood at the door of the east gate of the Lord's house, and the glory of the God of Israel was above them.
这里讲神的荣耀就再往上腾提升去。
It describes here the glory of God ascended one level higher.
到十一章。
By chapter 11,
神的荣耀已经进到耶路撒冷，已经跑到上面去了。
God's glory is high above Jerusalem.
最后就离开了。
And finally, it departed from the temple.
为什么
？Why?
圣殿里面有偶像。
Because there were idols in the temple.
所以为什么侍奉神不只是工作
？This is why our service to God does not consist in just the work themselves.
侍奉神是一种灵性的表现。
Serving God is a demonstration of our faith.
在表现我们跟神的关系是怎么样。
To demonstrate our relationship and the quality of our relationship with God.
因此侍奉神需要灵修。
And therefore, as we serve God, we need to cultivate our spirituality.
好，我们现在来看第三个偶像。
Let's study the third idol.
以西结书的二十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 28.
以西结书的二十八章。
Ezekiel 28.
这里在提到推罗。
Here speaks of a tyrant.
我们看二十八章
，Chapter 28,
第二节
，Verse 2. Son of man said to the prince of Tyre, "Thus says the Lord God, because your heart is lifted up and you say, 'I am a god, I sit in the seat of gods, in the midst of the seas,' yet you are a man and not a god, though you set your heart as the heart of God."
这个地方讲人子你要对推罗的君王讲，对推罗的王讲。
Son of man, speak to this prince of Tyre.
神看推罗王怎么看
？And how did God view Tyre?
你心里高傲。
Your heart is lifted up.
说我是神。
Saying you are God.
我坐在神的座位。
That I sit in the seat of God.
所以这个推罗王在他心里面的座位不是神他心里面的座位是他自己坐在上面的。
This prince of Tyre did not consider God of anything, rather he considered himself to be of God.
然后第二节我们在下面神怎么宣告？
So what did God declare to him?
你虽然居心自比神，也不过是人，你不是神。
And though you think you are God, but you are a mere man, not a God.
那为什么人会爬在心里会爬上神的座位呢
？Why is it that a person would think so highly of himself, even far above God.
如果第三节
Verse 3, Behold, you are wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that can be hidden from you.
第四节
4, With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries.
第五节
5, By your great wisdom in trade, you have increased your riches and your heart is lifted up because of your riches.
这个推楼是一个海港。
City of Tyre is a seaport.
推罗王很聪明又有能力。
The king of Tyre is very wise and filled with talents.
所以金银财宝满地。
And he gained lots of gold and silver.
所以心里就高傲。
And therefore his heart was lifted up with arrogance.
这个不是证明我比大家还强吗？
For he proved to himself that he was far above everyone else.
所以就往上拉，就坐在神的座位。
And he elevated himself above the throne of God.
那怎么办？
What should we do?
所以有时候我们真的 要在神面前、再想想我只是一个人。
And we need to humble ourselves and quiet down to think that we are mere men before God.
一个再有教育的人，再能力再大的人，一个再有钱的人，请他做一件事情。
No matter how educated or how talented or how rich you are, if you were to do one thing.
这一次联恩会带一个慕道者来。
In this spiritual convocation, bring one soul before Christ.
看教育能够产生什么作用。
Can your education bring about effect?
社会的能力有什么作用。
Can the authority in your job bring you any effect?
钱财有什么作用。
Can your wealth bring you any effect?
这一次联谊会带一个人来洗礼。
But this spiritual convocation, just bring one person to God.
如果谁能够靠自己的条件做成。
If any of us can, by our mere power, brings a soul to Christ.
你看看谁做得到。
Which one of us can do that?
所以我们回来看28章。
Let's turn back to chapter 28.
第六节。
Verse 6. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have set your heart as the heart of a God,
第七节。
7. Behold, therefore, I will bring strangers against you, the most terrible of the nations, and they shall draw their swords against the beauty of your wisdom and defile your splendor.
第七节想了，我必这个是神的工作，使外邦人列国中强暴人进到你里面，用刀把你全部都拿掉。
God cursed them, saying that I will bring strangers and use sword to slaughter you.
为什么
？Why?
因为这样你才会从那个王位里面下来。
Because only then will you get off from your throne.
所以人的一生学习谦卑真的是不简单啊。
So it's a very vital task for all of us to learn how to humble ourselves.
如果我们真的懂得谦卑
If we truly know how to humble,
神就可以用我们
Then God can use us.
神的荣光就会充满我们教会
Then the glory of God will be filled with the whole church.
唱诗
Sing him.
376我们最后祷告完唱这一首赞美诗
376 and we'll conclude our prayer with this refrain from this hymn.